USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal health officials say there are now around 3,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S. Over 50 people have died of it here, mostly in Washington State. Around the world, over 156,000 people have been infected in 142 nations, and the virus has killed over 5,800. Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says protocol must be followed, precautions must be taken, and young people are not immune from getting seriously ill from the virus, and they could also carry it, putting others at risk. So he's urging them to take precautions, but he says it's just a matter of time before this crisis eases.
With China, they went to their peak, and they are coming down right now.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought your MyPillow. You did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You can buy one, get one free. Special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
Americans learning about the concept of social distancing firsthand because of coronavirus, with a lot of events canceled, including major sporting events for the next few weeks or maybe even months. And one New Jersey mayor is telling all 40,000 residents of his city to self-quarantine.
Stop interacting with each other. Only go out if it's absolutely necessary.
Calling his city the Northeast's epicenter for the virus, Teaneck, New Jersey Mayor Mohammed Hamadine says residents should only leave their homes for food and medicine. Two American service members have suffered serious injuries in a rocket attack in Iraq yesterday. The Pentagon says they're now being treated at a military hospital in Baghdad. It's the second attack in less than a week at Camp Taji, which is north of the Iraqi capital. Front-running Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden has picked up the endorsement of the nation's largest labor union, the National Education Association, throwing its support to Biden yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
China and the United States are clashing over the coronavirus crisis. Chinese foreign ministry officials have suggested that members of the U.S. Army brought the virus to China, a U.S. diplomat, David Stilwell, calling it a conspiracy theory that's dangerous and ridiculous. It followed remarks last week by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien accusing the Chinese government of covering up the initial outbreak for about 2 months.
In those 2 months, if we'd had those and been able to sequence the virus and had the cooperation necessary from the Chinese, had a WHO team been on the ground, had a CDC team, which we'd offered, been on the ground, I think we could have dramatically curtailed what happened both in China and what's now happening across the world.
He was speaking at the Heritage Foundation. All professional sports leagues and most college associations had already done so, and now responding to the coronavirus pandemic, the Pacific 12 Conference, the Pac-12, is canceling all sports events for the rest of the current academic year. The conference announcing that decision after yesterday's meeting of Pac-12 CEOs and athletic directors. And hoping to cheer people stuck at home because of coronavirus, Disney is releasing the final Star Wars installment a few days early. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker now on digital platforms. It was supposed to be released there on Tuesday. And Frozen 2 was supposed to be released digitally in 3 months, but it's also now available. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.